How big can you dream? He has got a dream on the inside of you that if you'll discover it, it'll be the most fulfilling way of life that you could possibly think of. So, how big can you dream today? I want us to think about that even as we go through some things. Sometimes we can have all the equipment, and having all the equipment, if we're not using it, can get us into trouble. And sometimes we might even use it in a restricted area. See, it's important to know what your dream is because God has given you gifts and callings that are to work in your calling, in your dream, not in somebody else's. If I take my gifts and try to use them in another area where I've not been called, it can make a mess and people can misinterpret. The dream that you have must be bigger, must be more important, must be more pronounced than the fear that you have of failing. Fear has to be dealt with because fear is presented by the enemy to come against us. And you can't dream bigger than God. No dream that you can come up with is bigger than what God's dream is for you. And the enemy will put fear in front of you. Fear of even thinking that you were called to such a task because it seems so huge. Fear may rise up within you just to even give any consideration of what you think God might be calling you to. But if you focus on the fear, your hope of fulfilling your dream will totally leak out of you. But if you focus on the dream, it will become bigger and bigger and bigger in you. And the fear will become smaller and smaller. See, whatever you feed will become alive in you, and whatever you starve will begin to dry up. If you will starve the fear, fear will begin to leave. Fear will begin to dry up. Fear will begin to weak. But if you feed the dream, if you feed the thing that you believe that God has called you to, it'll become big in you. It'll become strong in you so that you'll be able to run farther than what you ever thought. I'm looking for a transformation in our community where we'll have people standing in offices that are people, men and women of integrity who will live right and be right examples to other people around us. I hope you're believing with me for these things because the power of the Holy Spirit can be on us if we'll pay attention. He will be on us in order to do the things that God has called us to do. Now, I want you to notice something. God, who is all-loving, God who loves us unconditionally, God who has died on the cross for us so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't know what God has called me to. Well, let me just give you a little inkling of what God has called you to. Number one, He's calling you to a life of devotion to Jesus. Number two, He's called you to a life of holiness. Number three, He's called you to the church, the body of Christ. Number four, He's called you to go into all the world and make disciples. I could go on. And unless we get these things down, we'll never know our awesome, direct, specific individual callings. Those are callings for all the body of Christ, but we have individual callings as well. We have individual dreams given to us that we are to fulfill. Maturity is not determined by age, but by the acceptance of responsibility. Are you growing in the Lord? Are you a babe in Christ? Are you an adolescent in Christ? Or are you mature in Christ? Well, that depends on the areas of responsibility that you have accepted in Christ. And so when we step out to begin to make an influence in our communities, we step out with that knowledge that we will win. There is a winning that we will do. There's no going back. The kingdom of God will advance. The kingdom of God will advance over the whole earth. And the Bible talks about you and I one day coming to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years on the earth. So we know that we're winners. Well, if our desire for the things of this world, if our desire is for comfort, the things of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, if we allow those to come in, they will choke the God-given dream that rests on the inside of you. But I want you to know you have a dream residing on the inside of you, and God has given you the equipment to pull it off. He has. He has. And some of you are going to discover your dream. You're actually going to be in, this is what I've been made for. This is what God has anointed me for. Because the fulfillment that will come from acting out the things that God is showing you will be overwhelming to you. And you'll be so thrilled because you'll say, this is what I've been called to. And you'll know that when you're willing to throw yourself into it without any restriction whatsoever. And the dream that God has given you will become bigger and bigger and overwhelm you. You see, the dream has got to be so big that you know you can't do it alone. You know unless God touches it, it won't go anywhere. But I want you to know that God's got something for you. And He'll say, if you'll go in your might, I'll put my might on your might, and you'll do mighty things for God.